Short-term or payday loans drain hundreds of millions of dollars in fees from the pockets of Hoosiers. Some argue they are predatory, while others say they are the only option available for the most vulnerable people in the state. As WFIU's Tyler Lake reports, some Hoosiers are learning the payday loan cycle is tough to escape.
Ever since a friend showed Stephen Bramer how to get the most help out of the Veterans Affairs Administration, he's returned the favor by helping other vets. A lot of other vets.
Yeah, I don't know. Hundreds, maybe thousands. It's a lot. I mean, it's amazing how many veterans are out there.
After coming back from Iraq, it took Bramer a long time to get back on his feet. And spending the past few years dedicating himself to helping vets has been part of that process.
What I do is I kind of just guide them through the process. So I help homeless veterans. I take them to their appointments sometimes, you know, whatever I could do to help.
Then a custody battle put him at the mercy of another tough-to-navigate system.
So maybe the second year in, we just couldn't pay the lawyer. It just got too much. See, he was ready to drop us, and it was my only option.
So to keep his lawyer, he got a small payday loan.
I was thinking at the time, I could do that. You know, I'll get the lawyer, then I'll pay that and it'll be fine. Well, then the next month comes and you realize, oh, I'm $2,000 short now and I'm only getting $3,800. So yeah, that's where it kind of kicked in, you know, where you realize that that wasn't a very good option.
Jessica Frazier, director of the Indiana Institute for Working Families, says it's an option thousands of often the most vulnerable Hoosiers have turned to.
They're going to go into these stores and they're going to take out what might seem at the time to be something that's going to help them bridge a gap, but what's going to put them into a cycle of debt that's going to continue to charge them this high cost rate of 391% that they can't afford.
And while payday loans don't have traditional finance rates, fees add up quickly, and they can top out at the equivalent of 391%. Indiana has a loan sharking law that caps percentage rates and fees at the equivalent of 72%, but payday lenders got an exemption from state lawmakers back in 2002. But State Senator Andy Zay says those high interest rate numbers can be misleading.
Putting in statute, you're putting in a number that maybe sounds higher than it actually is. And the finance companies, banks, credit unions, whatever, most of them lend significantly below that.
And even if those loans don't always go as high as 391%, the payday lending business has been lucrative.
60% of Hoosiers take out another payday loan on the same day that they pay theirs off. We know that by a month out from the payday loan, it's about 80% have taken out another payday loan.
And that's a cycle of debt that's tough to escape and brings in a lot of money for payday lenders.
What we found statewide is it's over $300 million in fees have gone to payday lenders from Hoosier households and communities.
That $300 million is just from the last 5 years, and most of that money comes from Hoosiers making less than $20,000 a year. And Bramer says while the charges for the loans he took out are too high, it's not the lenders he blames.
The payday loan places are going to try to get as much as they can. You know, I mean, that's just how business is. But it's up to the lawmakers to regulate it for them, you know, for us, to protect us.
But some state lawmakers say aggressively curbing interest rates will leave many in the state with no place to go.
And if you restrict it down to a level where these banks, finance institutions can't compete in these neighborhoods, they will move out, and then people simply won't have access to any credit. And, you know, that's getting down to hurting the poorest of the poor.
And that's something Bramer and Zay can agree on.
Last year, I was listening to what some of the senators said. And they said there's people that need this. And I agree with them that people do need this, but not to put them in a worse position.
He says he thinks the lenders can still make massive profits without trapping people in endless cycles of debt. But he says it's up to state lawmakers to make that happen. For WFIU News, I'm Tyler Lake.